First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
This is Helmut's residence. I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call. After you hear the beep, please leave your name, your number, and the time you tried to reach me. You also have ample time to leave a message. Please speak now. Hi, this is Helmut's residence. I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call. After you hear the beep, please leave your name, your number, and the time you tried to reach me. You also have ample time to leave a message. Please speak now.
This is Helmut's residence.
I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call. After you hear the beep, please leave your name, your number, and the time you tried to reach me. You also have ample time to leave a message. Please speak now. Hi, this is Helmut's residence. I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call. After you hear the beep, please leave your name, your number, and the time you tried to reach me. You also have ample time to leave a message. Please speak now.
This is Helmut's residence. I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call. After you hear the beep, please leave your name, your number, and the time you tried to reach me. You also have ample time to leave a message. Please speak now. Hi, this is Helmut's residence. I can't come to the phone right now, but I would like to return your call.
Enjoying this outgoing.
Message, don't leave one at all.
Okay.
I'm too sexy.
Oh, who's at the door?
Hi, Bill.
Hi. You, Dave.
What's the matter? Because are you expecting somebody with 2 heads?
Is that me?
Not exactly, but I can do with a laugh. Do you want a drink?
First question. Strange. Too sexy.
Drake. John Drake.
John Drake?
How do you do, Drake's done?
Wow. I'm too sexy for John Drake.
Doctor. Wow. This is room 603. Would you get me the Rome office of Il Globo?
That means voicemail.
Il Globo? I'd like to put a message in your reply box number.
Wow.
Message to read.
I'm too sexy for Patrick McGowan. Too sexy. Patrick McGowan?
Thank you. Reply box number.
8103. I'm too sexy for my box. Too sexy for my box. Too sexy for my mail box. I believe it. I'm too sexy for this outgoing. Too sexy
what?
For this
wait a
outgoing.
Minute.
To go on.
Because even though I've made tremendous quote-unquote material progress in the sense that I've made tremendous material is a bad word for it, but what I mean is statistically wise, in my own statistical criteria, I've made tremendous progress of coming out of my shell, coming out of the closet, of eliminating so many causes to be anxious and stuff, you know. I'm a freer, a more peaceful human being by far, in tremendous strides, tremendously more so than I've been for many, many years, you know.
But a word of caution. Some of the language is plenty rough. It's crude and it's rude. But there's simply no way to edit out certain words and descriptions and still preserve the true impact.
Well, brothers, we're calling a very special place. We hope that they will. We hope that they answer.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the homosexual bar?
Yes.
Do you have many homosexuals there?
Yes, we do.
I am in from out of town, and I'm looking for a very good time, and I'm wondering what kind of time can be hard. Will you service me?
No. You can come in. If you're over 21, you can come in. Sure, that's fine, but that's about it.
Can I bring my monkey?
Yes, you can.
Pass the monkey?
Uh-huh.
You let them in?
Uh-huh.
Will you service my monkey?
No.
Will men there service monkey for money? Well, he obviously did not understand what I was talking about.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Vaughn. President Bush is back from the Orient, but he's not going to spend much time talking about his accomplishments there. The main job at hand now is to win Senate confirmation, if he can, for his nominee for Defense Secretary John Toler.
Sit on the TV here. Yeah, that looks good. I'll just sit down over here. That looks good there. Yeah. So I can condemn it in my local church meeting. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Operator, this number accepts no collect calls. You have reached WAR, White Aryan Resistance, San Francisco. The following is a special edition of White Aryan News.
What fine message do you want to give the rest of us?
Update with your reporter, Joe Kerr. It's Halloween, and there will be a group of people moving about the city of San Francisco.
Oh, come
they will
on.
They're praying for the souls of the perverted scum who they think they can free from the grip of Satan.
What is it that you'd like to say?
Warriors. Good luck, Reverend. We'll make a movie about it and call it The Exorcist.
You do that all the time.
A protest march. There will be Aryan warriors to observe this, and we will be reporting on this on the next WAR tape.
All the time. It's a little distracting.
As we watch the queers and their race-mixing Phil supporters marching together, we can't be happy about the fact that they don't breed and force the country to support their offspring.
One would hope that you'd be a little more intelligent than that.
So many of them are mongrel race-mixers and buds. They want more people to turn queer? Hey, fine with us.
Oh, come on, quit saying that. You know I'm going to have to cut you off if you keep using that word.
Candy factory. There was no need for police action, however. It was all just a misunderstanding over a newspaper ad about hiring fudge packers.
Oh, come on. Quit joking around now.
Due to yet another misunderstanding. One last time for you fags, it's pronounced Saddam, not Sodom.
Oh, come on.
He does, however, suck, and he has been seen touching small boys inappropriately.
Oh, come on.
Tragedy in the news today. The old Queer of the World is dead. The vibrator, battery short-circuited his pacemaker.
Well,
in the commentary this time, many fags have asked why I feel that homosexuality is not viable. It's because it can only suck or be a pain in the ass.
Don't you have a decent word at all, or are you too much of a pea brain and too stupid to have a decent word?
This has been Joe Kerr. Until next time.
Okay, that's all. We try to give the guy a little leeway there, and we'll keep him on for as long as it takes and hope that he'll just fade off and dry up and go away somewhere.
Well, it's down now.
Funny, nothing is left but that one wall in the middle.
Look at it.
What about it?
Well, look at it on the wall.
Hey, that is strange.
What are you talking about? What's strange?
Oh, there on the wall. It's still standing.
Oh, wow. Marks on the plaster.
Marks? Huh? What marks?
Well, what's the matter? You blind? Right up there on the wall, that black figure.
It looks like a cat.
Yeah, it does. The smoke must have done it, but it certainly does look like a cat.
What looks like a cat?
There, and it's got one floppy ear.
Who's got a floppy ear?
Funny. That's really funny.
Funny, huh? It's not funny. It is not funny at all, you hear? I know what it is. You know who it is? Yes, it's Pluto. I recognize him. Yes, there, see? His ear is torn, huh? Oh, you beast. That hideous beast, it's come back to haunt me. Leave me alone! You hear? I can't stand it! I can't.
Get some water, somebody. This man's fainted.
Penetrating deep, cold gel that thousands of chiropractors and pain specialists now use and recommend. It really, really works.
Monday, October 30th, 9:58 p.m.
Well, how rude. I didn't even listen to the whole message there. I mean, Jesus Christ, homosexuality. I mean, come on. You're not Mr. Chemist. You'll never be Mr. Chemist. And speaking of which, I get about a message every 2 days from him. It's the strangest thing, getting messages from Mr. Chemist, and some of them are sort of like, your penis, click, you know, stuff like that. And sometimes he stretches it out, and blah, blah. It's like today, his response to my message about where can we meet people that share a similar vision, he, you know, very politely and quietly tells me about this little place called the Twin Peaks over on Castro and Market, how he meets four or five new friends all the time. That kind of shit is strange, though. I mean, is he trying to worm his way back into the mailbox scene? Well, anytime Mr. Chemist is like a butterfly. Anytime we try to put a net over him to bring him in closer to us, he flies further away. So I guess we have to be happy with just what we get and not try to seek any more. Anyways, I certainly would like to...
Not necessarily.
Days, I don't know what, but I wanted to do something with you yesterday, but you were gone. You were gone. I kept wanting to call you and say, let's go somewhere, because I had this urge to just go out and be about, but instead I stayed within the closet of my prison.
That
Homophobic, you know, just because people don't feel the way you feel about things doesn't mean that they don't have the right to exist just as much as you do. And actually, I think bigots are worse than the people that they're prejudiced against. So I think that you should really rethink your values because you're really an asshole.
End of message.
Because you're an asshole. You're an asshole. That's right. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Yes, yes. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. That's right. You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
For any of you who are wondering, yes, this guy does say I have something against homosexuals and then goes on, it's because he's a bigoted homophobic who doesn't...
The biggest hypocrite. I don't know. Pretty funny.
Hey, Sledge, I just thought I'd tell you that you are really being raked over the coals because of the comments that you left in 595 that were sent out over the distribution list. You're being called all kinds of homophobic names, but I thought I would tell you personally that, I sent out a distribution to that message, and I said that it's good to know there's somebody with a little bit of honesty and candor left in this day of rampant moral decay who has a little bit of common sense. So on the end of everybody else's negative comments, you got a positive comment from me, and I just thought I'd tell you that. Okay, so that was pretty cool.
10:42 p.m.
Oh, wow. I don't care. I want your body. You know, you gotta be nice. You gotta be, you gotta be comfy, cozy. Oh yeah, affectionate, romantic. Oh yeah, I'll be safe. We can be safe together. It still feel good. Oh yeah. Just suck all over your body, from your head to your toes. Oh, I want you so bad. Oh yeah, you're so. Such a turn on. Yeah. Hey, guy. Hey, see me again. I want your body. Yeah. I want to share all this hot energy with you. Okay. Call me back. Bye, guy.
End of message. Message discarded. 5:09 a.m.
Attention mailbox owner. 8009. You are now on report. You have threatened mailbox owner. 8819. You will refrain from behaving in this manner. We are prepared to use force, and if provoked, we will use deadly force. You have been warned. This is voicemail security.
End of message.
A dark and stormy night. Hear it? Explore it. Get it. Hear it? Explore it. Get it.
Man screams.
rampaging rats. Hear it? Explore it. Get it.
Panic in the streets.
Hear it? Explore it.
Zombie. The uninvited. Tools of torture. Tools of torture. Gunshots. Gunshots. Gunshots.
Hear it? Moaning. Explore it.
Moaning, moaning. Moaning, moaning. Moaning.
Music. Well, anyway, I sent your message over there to, I think I told you, to, what's his name, to the weatherman, and he played the message, but he has not responded to any messages in the last three, 4 days. He's got a serious emotional trauma happening right now, which none of us are privy to. At least I'm not. I don't know what's going on, so I've asked him several questions in the last two or three days. He's not responded to a single one. Well, I can't tell you what's going on. He's played the messages, but never responded to them. Weird. Oh, well. I guess no one's perfect. The only thing I can figure is that the cavern girl has his passcode and is changing his messages or discarding them before he hears them. That could be. Hey, some kind of subterfuge going on, huh? Hard to figure. Okay. So anyway, that's it for now.
End of message.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a question. There's this bar that I got the number for, and it is a homosexual bar. I wonder, how can men become so perverted as to put their penises in other people's buttocks? Do you know?
I really don't research that.
Well, do you know who I might call to find out?
No, I don't.
I am new to this country and need to know where I can find out these things.
I don't know. Try the embassy.
The embassy?
Mm-hmm.
Whose embassy?
I don't know.
The homosexuals' embassy?
I don't know if they have one.
Would it be in San Francisco?
Try it.
What's the number to call for that number?
San Francisco information?
Yes.
Area code 415.
Yes.
555.
Yes.
1212.
And what was your name so I can tell them you told me to call?
I'm not going to give that information.
You have to.
No, I don't.
It's America, you have to.
No, we don't.
Are you a homosexual?
You
have...
You may start your message now.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Yeah, just about a year ago, I used to hold a lot of the conceptions about gays, not quite as hostile as the previous callers, until I, here within the last year, have been introduced to it in a rather unexpected way. Personally, right now I'm married, and my wife, for the last few months, has been noticing that I've been less and less involved with her. And here shortly she confronted me and said, okay, who is it? Who's the other woman? But little does she know that it's that the person is another man.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he's a, believe it or not, he's a football player. In fact, I can go so far as to say that he's one of the San Francisco 49ers, well-known figure, but I won't go into his identity. But made a very mild but subtle proposition, and I was pretty frustrated that particular evening because my wife had yelled at me, and it was sort of like...
Oh, you poor little thing.
Yeah, I was in the doghouse.
Oh, you poor thing. Your wife yelled at you. It just shriveled up in a moment. You were already there to go ahead and perform like Mr. Rambo. And your wife yelled, and you went to the gym, and you were feeling bad, and this huge hunk of a 49er came over, and did what?
Well, he says, well, my name's such and such, and says, yes, I said, and he says, well, you're a nice-looking guy. I says, well, hey, wait a minute. He says, but hey, don't get upset. He says, would you like to have a beer? I said, sure. Where'd you like? He said, well, at my place, he had an apartment, kind of a, you know, like a Playboy penthouse, and we took the elevator up there. Next thing I know, he was opening up the beer, and next thing I know, he was down on the sofa, and he was doing a, you know, like a romantic trip on me. At first, I was kind of freaked out, but the dude was big and hunky and handsome. I said, wow, he looks better than my wife does. Last week, he was over at the house, and she says, oh, I'm so upset, and this, that, and the other, because she was talking about the other woman. Little did she know, she was seeing her sexual counterpart sitting right there at the dinner table, this big football player. And now I feel real good because the thing is, I already moving some of my furniture and stuff out of the house. I'm going to tell my wife tomorrow that I no longer like her, because one thing you'll find out that a man knows what a man wants, and a woman only can come to some kind of mild assumption what a man wants, and that's the way it is. You know, women basically are not visual creatures. Men are visual. Women are mental. When a man sees something, he gets turned on immediately. A woman, you have to go through the mental and the caressing and all that. It's too long. It takes too much time with them. Plus, they don't know what to do with it when they get their hands on it. But when a man gets your hands on you, nobody, I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, let's face it, a woman is a wren. A man is a peacock. And let's face it, the lion and the peacock, in the male species, in the male animal world, the male is the most beautiful. The women are just dull and drab and brown. Let's face it, I never thought I'd say that, but hey, I went to bed with a San Francisco 49er, and oh boy, it's the greatest thing in the world.
There's a line open in the South Bay at 269 TALK.
We are cleaning up here today. Hello, I have called you before. I was simply wondering, I had heard that you had a nuclear generator on the premises. Is this true?
No.
I was told that you did. Why are you using your mute button? You do not want me to hear the background noise.
I'm letting the police know that I'm having a phone call. I have to do this with everyone because we get up these phone calls here. And what we're doing is our lines are tapped and they're tracing back to not even the phone number that is.
Why would you be needing to trace me? I wanted to come and have a good time and you drive me away. You drive me and my monkey away. Goodbye.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 16 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Helmut's Residence. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs Wednesday nights at midnight during Clubmatic Consciousness on 89.7 FM, KFJC. We wish to thank Angel DeMonique for assistance in making this series possible. You can reach our webcast for high-speed internet connections by pointing your browser to listen.to, that's the letters T-O, /voicejail. Thanks, as always, to all voice jailers, wherever they are. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.